Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, and we're headed for the ballpark on another of our history radio tours. Throughout much of Fort Wayne's long baseball history that began during the Civil War years, League Park in today's Headwaters Park was an exciting place where from the 1880s until the 1950s, the magic of the national pastime came alive every summer. An early game under the lights was played here. Immortals like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig displayed their prowess at exhibition games, and several winning professional Fort Wayne teams thrilled the home crowd season after season. Here at League Park stood large wooden stands. It was the place to be and see a real state-of-the-art baseball park built in 1883 and continued to be improved numerous times over the decades. In 1908, Claude Vernel, whose Fort Wayne Billikens, a minor league team associated with the St. Louis Cardinals, rebuilt the park, which included the then unique idea of a grass infield. Incidentally, a Billiken is a squat red character known as the god of things as they ought to be. Mr. Vernel, no doubt, had hoped the destiny of the ballpark would have been handed a better fate. The field was badly damaged by the Great Flood of 1913. It was, however, restored to be the host park to numerous semi-pro teams of Fort Wayne, such as the Lincoln Lifers and the Kips, as well as the Central League's Chiefs. Fort Wayne's baseball lore has long insisted that baseball's first night game was played here. Now, while Fort Wayne indeed had one of the earliest games, the very first baseball game to be played under the lights was in Nantasket Bay, Massachusetts, on September 2, 1880. It was a contest between two amateur company teams using some of Thomas Edison's early incandescent lights. The game played in Fort Wayne here at League Park on June 3, 1883, was probably the second time a game was attempted under the lights, but it was certainly the first league ball game ever played under the lights by a professional team. This time, Jenny Electric Light Company of Fort Wayne provided the lighting with 17 of its powerful arc lights, which were designed for outdoor lighting unlike the lights provided by Edison. Although promoters boasted that the park was illuminated with an amount of light equal to 4,857 ordinary gas burners, this game was not entirely successful, for as one reporter noted, as a specimen of ball playing, it was a very poor one, and an alarming number of strikes were called by umpire Morrissey. Still, the Quincy, Illinois professionals played the Fort Wayne Methodist College team to the delight and awe of nearly 2,000 spectators. The paper said that reporters kept the operators of the Western Union Telegraph Office busy sending lengthy specials to the metropolitan newspapers, proving that baseball can be played by electricity, but there must be more lights. There must have been something in their observations, because night baseball did not catch on until the 1930s. We'll visit the ballpark again during our radio tours, but for now we're out. Out of time, that is. This is Tom Castaldi, and we'll see you next time on the Heritage Trail.